holy birth of Imam Hussein alayhi salam took place on the 3rd or 5th of Shaban, 4th after Hijra. It is also said that he was born at the end of Rabiul Awwal in 3rd after Hijra. Other dates are also given. Ummul Fazl, wife of Hazrat Abbas rahmatullah alayh, says, Before the birth of Hussein, I saw in a dream that a piece of the flesh of the Holy Prophet was cut off, which fell in my lap. I narrated the dream to the Holy Prophet. He said, It is a true vision and a good dream. Very soon, Fatima will give birth to a son, and she will give him to you for nursing. Narrators of hadith have narrated that when Hussein alayhi salam was 1 year old, 12 angels came down to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. All of them had sorrowful faces and tearful eyes. They had opened their wings wide open, saying, O Muhammad, very soon your son Hussein ibn Fatima will get what Habil had got from Qabil, and so soon he will get the reward just as Qabil had got as punishment. Each and every angel in the sky came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and gave him condolence about Hussein after salutation. They also told him about his reward and gave him Hussein's holy dust. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O Allah, humiliate the one who would humiliate Hussein and kill his killer and do not give him success. When Hussein was 2 years old, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went on a journey. He halted on the way and recited with tearful eyes,
إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ
Verily, we belong to Allah, and to Him we shall return. When asked for the reason, he said, Here is Jibreel, who has informed me of a land called Karbala on the banks of river Euphrates, that my son Hussein ibn Fatima will be martyred there. One of them asked, O Prophet of Allah, who will kill him? He replied, A man named Yazid, as if I'm looking at the place of Hussein's martyrdom and burial. Then he returned from the journey in a very sorrowful mood, climbed the pulpit and gave a speech, while Hassanain alayhim as-salam were with him. After concluding his speech, he put his right hand on the head of Hassan alayhi salam and his left hand on the head of Hussein alayhi salam, and raising his head towards the sky exclaimed, O Lord, Muhammad is your slave and messenger, and these two youths are from my pious kinsfolk and good progeny, and the founders of my family whom I am leaving in my place. Jibreel informs me, this son of mine will be killed and forsaken. O Allah, make his martyrdom sanctified for him, and make him the leader of the martyrs, and do not bless his killer and forsakers. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Would you just weep and not help him? Then he returned and gave another sermon, though briefly, with tearful eyes, and said, O people, I am leaving behind me, among you, two valuable things, the Book of Allah and my progeny, who are my origin and essence and the fruits of my life. These two things will not separate until they meet me on the host in the last day. I am in anticipation for the two of them, and I do not want from you anything except what Allah has ordained. I ask you for the love for my near and dear family. So beware, do not be of those who will not see me at the host tomorrow as a result of enmity against my household, harassing and killing them. Beware that on the day of judgment, three banners will be offered to me from this honor. A dark black flag, which will frighten the angels. Its bearers will halt near me. I will ask them, "Who are you?" They would have forgotten my name. They will say, "We are believers in God, and we are Arabs." I will say, "I am Ahmad, the prophet for both Arabs and non-Arabs." They will say, "O Ahmad, we are from your Ummah." I will ask them, "What did you do after my death to the book of my Lord and to my progeny?" They will reply, "We lost and wasted the book, and we totally destroyed your progeny with enmity." I will turn my face away from them. Then they would be driven to hell extremely thirsty and black-faced. Then the second flag-bearers with a darker flag will come. I will ask them, "What did you do with the bigger and smaller valuables I left?" That is, with the Holy Quran and the Holy Progeny. In response, they will say, "We opposed the book, and we humiliated and destroyed the Holy Family." I will say, "Go away from it." Then they too would be driven to hell with dark faces and thirsty. Then the third group will arrive with bright and shining flags and faces. I will ask, "Who are you?" They will reply, "We are believers in Tawheed, oneness of Allah, and righteous. We are Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the survivors of the rightful. We are the followers of the holy book of our Lord, and we recognize as right whatever is mentioned as right therein, and believe as wrong whatever is written therein as wrong. We befriended the progeny of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. We willfully helped them and fought with their enemies." I would tell them, "Congratulations to you. I am Muhammad, your prophet. You lived in the world as you have described." And then I would give them water from Hose of Kothar, and then they will happily go and enter paradise and enjoy there forever.